With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden's expecting Iran to attack Israel sooner rather than later.
Responding to questions about Iran's vow to punish Israel for a deadly strike in Syria, the president referred to intelligence reports indicating a forthcoming Iranian attack. He reiterated American support for the Jewish state and warned that Iran will not succeed.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel.
When asked what his message to Iran is, the president said, "Don't." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is blocking a move to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress. On the Salem News program this week on the Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who initiated the invitation, says Schumer's foot dragging is unfortunate.
Right now, Israel is at war. Their very identity, their very existence is being threatened. And the idea that we would not roll out the red carpet and invite our close friend and ally to come and update the Congress on that, to me, is unconscionable. I don't know what Chuck Schumer is doing with that. This should have been signed many days ago and sent, so we're trying to apply the pressure that's necessary to make sure that happens. I need his signature on the paper so that we can get that sent.
The full interview with Speaker Johnson will be heard on This Week on the Hill, premiering this weekend on many of these same stations. Also at SRNnews.com, authorities say a Texas semi driver rammed a stolen 18-wheeler through the front door of a public safety building where his renewal for a commercial driver's license was rejected. One person was killed. 13 others were injured. Measles cases in the U.S. are at an alarmingly high rate compared to this time last year. The CDC released a report that says confirmed measles cases in the U.S. are 17 times higher than this time last year. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is a phase.
A new study out of the Netherlands indicates that most young people who say they want to live as the opposite sex grow out of it in a few years. The research from the University of Groningen says that over 95% of adolescents who want to adopt the transgender lifestyle have decided not to by the time they're in their 20s. The numbers suggest that allowing young people to undergo irreversible sex change operations is a tragic mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Poland's parliament is holding a long-awaited debate on liberalizing the country's abortion law. The traditionally Catholic nation has some of the most pro-life laws in Europe, but Prime Minister Donald Tusk has vowed to legalize abortion until the 12th week of pregnancy. Currently, abortion in Poland is banned in most cases under a 1993 law and further restricted by a 2020 constitutional court ruling preventing abortion in case of fetal abnormalities. This is SRN News. A major historical find in Italy.
Archaeologists excavating new sites in Pompeii uncovered a sumptuous banquet hall decorated with intricately frescoed mythological characters inspired by the Trojan War. The banquet hall was used for refined entertaining and features black walls, a technique that prevented smoke from oil lamps to be seen. The hall was uncovered as part of a project to shore up the areas dividing the excavated and unexcavated parts of Pompeii. The ancient city near Naples was destroyed in A.D. 79 when nearby Mount Vesuvius erupted. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A federal jury in Dallas convicts an anesthesiologist of tampering with saline IV bags, resulting in several medical emergencies and one death. The jury returned the verdict for Dr. Renato Ortiz, who is now facing up to life in prison. He was convicted on 10 counts of injecting nerve-blocking drugs into the bags. More details at SRNnews.com.